In this lesson, we are talking about home, park, beach, chapel, and soul center ceremonies. One of the gifts of wedding ministry today is that Christian ceremonies happen in many kinds of places. Some couples marry in a church sanctuary, others gather in a home, backyard, public park, lakeshore, beach, small chapel, family barn, community room, hospital chapel, elder care facility, or soul center. The setting matters. But the setting does not define the truth of marriage. A Christian wedding ceremony is not Christian because the room looks religious. It is Christian because the bride and groom enter marriage before God under scripture, creation, covenant, and Christ. That means the officiant must learn how to honor the setting without surrendering the covenant meaning. A home wedding may feel warm and personal, it may carry family memories, but the officiant should still create a clear ceremony space. Where will the bride and groom stand? Where will scripture be read? Who will hold the rings? Will the guests know when the ceremony has begun? A park wedding may be beautiful, but it requires planning. Is a permit needed? Will there be noise? Can elderly guests walk to the site? Is there shade? What happens if it rains? A beach wedding may be visually stunning, but wind, sound, sand, heat, and distraction can make the ceremony difficult. The officiant should prepare shorter, clearer wording and make sure the vows can be heard. A chapel wedding may already feel sacred, but the officiant should not rely on the room alone. Scripture, vows, prayer, and blessings still need to be clear. A soul center wedding can be especially meaningful because it connects the ceremony to a local ministry presence. A soul center can show that wedding ministry is not merely an event. It can be part of ongoing Christian formation, hospitality, mentoring, romance officiant ministry, Christian marriage growth, and local discipleship. This is where Ministry Sciences helps us. Place shapes experience. The room, lighting, seating, sound, weather, timing, accessibility, and ceremony flow all affect how people receive the moment. Ministry is not only content. It includes presence, systems, timing, and care. But Christian philosophy reminds us not to reduce marriage to setting or aesthetics. A beautiful beach does not make the marriage holy. A simple living room does not make it less holy. A soul center location does not replace the vows. A chapel does not automatically make the ceremony spiritually faithful. The ceremony must still speak truth. The officiant might say, "Today, in this place, you are entering something larger than this place. You are entering Christian marriage before God." That line works almost anywhere. The bride and groom are embodied souls. Their bodies are present in a real space. Their voices speak real vows. Their hands exchange real rings. Their witnesses hear real promises. The bride comes as an organic female image bearer before God. The groom comes as an organic male image bearer before God. The setting can support this covenant witness, but it must not replace it. So when preparing a home, park, beach, chapel, or soul center ceremony, ask, does this setting help people hear and see the vows? Does it protect dignity? Does it allow prayer? Does it support accessibility? Does it honor civil responsibility? Does it help the ceremony feel personal without becoming casual or careless? The Christian officiant brings calm, clarity, and covenant meaning into every setting. A wedding can happen almost anywhere. But Christian marriage always happens before God.